are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's Wednesday, but it is not a Winky Wednesday. I will be chatting with Nick Winkler on tomorrow's program. Instead, today I've got a fantastic guest, one of my favorite people to talk to about football. It's been too long since he's joined the show, Jeff Deeney. He is the 49ers media correspondent for Pro Football Focus. So we're going to get into some grades of some potential free agents and potential draft picks for the 49ers. And we're going to try to lock in the needs in order, rank those needs for the 49ers going into the 2019 offseason. And it's weigh-in day for the Senior Bowl. So I want to highlight some of the winners and losers from the first day of Senior Bowl practices in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review the show. We're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, we are everywhere. You can find me on Twitter at BD Peacock. That's the best place to get those mailbag questions in to me, or just say hi. You can also email the show, LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. Also got the Facebook and the Instagram pages as well. And even if you are subscribed, you can always just ask your smart speaker. If you happen to get one of those for Christmas, you just say, play podcast, Locked On 49ers, and you're rolling. When it comes to the Senior Bowl, sometimes the biggest thing a prospect can do is just show up and put on some underwear and weigh in and wow a room of scouts. It's kind of, when it comes to the combine or the Senior Bowl weigh-ins, it's a creepy scene that I'm kind of glad I've never witnessed in person. It's a weird cattle call of dudes walking up in underwear and getting weighed, and scouts are looking at how they're built. And I understand it's an important part of it, the physiology and the biology of a player and why they're powerful in a certain way or how their bodies move and how they're built is important. And you're spending millions of dollars on developing this talent and paying this player. You want to get it right, so you want to have all the information you can get. So I totally get that, but it is somewhat odd when you really break it down like that. But there are some winners and losers when it comes to weighing in and guys that were bigger than expected, smaller than expected. So I want to highlight some of those players from day one in Mobile. Let's start with the running back position. I only have one running back on here, and it's not so much that he wowed with the way he weighed in or anything like that, but and we're going to start with the South squad here, the squad that the 49ers are coaching this week. And running back Bruce Anderson from North Dakota State, he's not somebody I've talked about yet on the show, but of all the players there at the running back position, he's a guy that I think the 49ers might take a liking to. A small school player, obviously, at North Dakota State, a winning program there. The thing that I really like about Bruce Anderson watching some of his games is that his ability as a receiver is, I think, something that Kyle Shanahan is going to really like. And he's got some speed, and he's got some good feet, and he's got some ability to hit some of those big outside zone plays, and he can run some wide receiver type routes. And so he can be utilized in a lot of ways, and it's a lot of things that I think Kyle Shanahan and Bobby Turner have identified in running backs before that they like. So Bruce Anderson is a name to remember this week playing for that 49ers squad, and he measured up pretty well. Just over 5'11", 209 pounds, and just a solid body. Not a big back, obviously. 209 at 5'11" isn't the thickest, widest back, but I don't think Kyle Shanahan really prioritizes that size necessarily in the big, wide, old school sort of running back. And so he's built for speed. He can hit some big runs on those outside zones. He's got good feet. He can run a little bit inside, and he can really catch the ball. So well-rounded player. Depending on how he runs at the combine, I don't think he's going to go super high, but maybe someone in the middle rounds that the 49ers might take a look at and add to their stable of running backs. Let's check in on wide receivers. Tyree Brady is an interesting name, someone I hadn't watched until they announced the Senior Bowl rosters, and he measured up big, and there's a bunch of big wide receivers in this class, and he's another one. And he plays big. He measured up to what he looks like he plays on film, which is always nice when that stuff kind of matches up. 6'2 and a quarter, 206 pounds, big 10-inch hands, so big mitts, 33 and three-quarters inch arms, so long arms as well. So that's how he plays sort of above the rim, and that's how he uses that length. Not only is he over 6'2", he's got big hands, long arms. He catches the ball naturally. You know, at 206 pounds, he's not huge, but he can move. So a big wide receiver that can move, that has good hands, good ball skills, and that length with long arms and big hands. And so it's a nice package there from Tyree Brady from the University of Marshall. And that Marshall program hasn't gotten a lot of pub recently, and Tyree Brady's not a name that you've heard a lot. But from what I saw this week after those rosters were announced, I liked it a lot. And just add another big-bodied wide receiver to the list of names of big wide receivers that are going to be available in this draft. A name you probably have heard, Jalen Hurd from Baylor. And he was the biggest wide receiver on the South squad by a good margin. Nearly 6'5", 6'4 and 3/8". Or 6'4 and 3/4", excuse me, 227 pounds. Again, big old 10-plus inch mitts, which those are big hands if you're wondering. His arm length isn't even as big as you would have thought with his size, 32 1/4 inch arm length, but, you know, nice long arms there. But a big-bodied wide receiver in Jalen Hurd, who's always been a prospect that had that that athleticism and a whole bunch of size that got him recruited big time out of high school before he transferred to Baylor. Anthony Johnson, another big wide receiver out of Buffalo, 6'2 and 1/8, 211 pounds. So a well-built guy, a little top-heavy, but just a lot of these guys are just big and rocked-up wide receivers. They can move a little bit. David Sills, another bigger-bodied guy, and actually a little bit shorter than I thought. I think he was listed at 6'5 at some points, but he was 6'3 even, 210 pounds, smallish hands. So you want to be over 9-inch hands usually, especially for quarterbacks. It's good for wide receivers and running backs and guys who have to carry the ball and hold on to the ball. He's 8 7/8 hands, so not the biggest hand size, 32-inch arms, so not actually as long and a little bit thinner and maybe a little bit smaller, so maybe not the best way in for David Sills, even though, you know, at 6'3", 210, he's not a small receiver at all and can go up and get the ball above the rim as well. One of the guys who had the best practices, according to reports, and I haven't spent a lot of time watching those practices yet, but I will and probably get a lot more into the practices and how everybody looked a little bit more later in this week and into next week, as we'll continue talking about it into next week before the Super Bowl, because there's a big lull before that Super Bowl. And what else are we going to talk about aside from the Senior Bowl, right? There's going to be a lot of stories coming out of Mobile involving the 49ers with them coaching this South squad as well. But Deebo Samuel, built like a running back, and he put on a show in day one of drills, which is sometimes a little bit hard to do because usually day one is a little bit awkward and everybody's kind of filling out the situation. But Deebo Samuel from South Carolina, 5'11 and a half, 216 pounds. So he's got that Golden Tate build. Percy Harvin is another reference that I heard about Deebo Samuel today and the way he practiced. And he was one of the first guys out there returning punts as well. So he's more of a catch and run type of a player. So if you're looking for that kind of a slot receiver, Deebo Samuel might be your guy. And big hands again, 10 1/8 inch hands, which is a nice size mitts for your wide receiver. On the other end of that spectrum, as far as hand size goes, this is one of the smallest size hand measurements I've ever seen for a wide receiver when it comes to a big time college player. And that is Hunter Renfrow out of Clemson. Just over 5'10, 175 pounds. So very small, very pedestrian looking player. And 7 3/4 inch hands, which is tiny 29-inch hands that are also very short. So not a physical specimen. And when you compare that to, say, Trent Taylor, Hunter Renfrow is even well behind that as far as weight goes, because Taylor was 5'8 only, but I think he had another 10 pounds, maybe more like 180, 185. So just built better. Hunter Renfrow at 5'10, 175, that's just like your buddy. Go find one of your buddies, and I'm sure you can find someone who's 5'10", 175 with small hands and short arms, right? But he can get open and he can make some tough catches, but that is probably not a good day weighing in for Hunter Renfrow. He's probably going to try to put on some weight just to prove he can take the pounding. And when you're going to be, you know, an undersized slot type wide receiver, which is, I mean, it sucks to pigeonhole the small white guy into that role, but that's what Hunter Renfrow is going to be. There might be some other guys that aren't that, but that is what Hunter Renfrow is going to be. And at only 175 pounds, most of those guys that do well in that role are built a little bit better, because you're going to get tackled by safeties and linebackers a lot when you're playing that role. So you got to be able to hold up. But Hunter Renfrow, probably not the best way in. One player that I want to highlight here that has Trent Brown-esque arm length, and that is Ole Udo from Elon University, offensive tackle, 6'5 3/4". 327 pounds, 10-inch hands, and 36-inch arms with an 85-inch wingspan. So just a massive dude, not quite Trent Brown's size as far as height and weight goes, Trent Brown was 6'8", 355 coming out of college, but a big old dude and long arms. And the NFL loves long arms when it comes to offensive tackles. Look for 34-inch length in your arms or more for any offensive tackle that's drafted high. And even guys that you don't think you're going to go high, find the guy with the long arms. That's the guy that's going to go higher in the NFL than you think, maybe based on what their draft ranking is. One more offensive tackle to highlight, and Udo is probably a little bit too big for what the 49ers are trying to do, but if Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and the crew fall in love with an offensive tackle, or especially an offensive tackle on their squad, Andre Dillard out of Washington State might be that guy. He's obviously had a lot of pass-blocking experience running that air raid at Washington State, but just a hair under 6'5", 310 pounds, so not huge, but solidly built. But again, those 34-inch arm length, and he's one of those guys that is a really good athlete and can move really well as an offensive tackle. So somebody that would fit well with what Kyle Shanahan likes to do in that outside zone scheme. And he's got enough length there to be an offensive tackle, but is still, you know, big enough to play offensive tackle, but can really move as an offensive lineman. So Andre Dillard is a name to remember when it comes to the 49ers. And I don't know where he's going to go, but he might be more. I think some people have talked about him being maybe a first round type of a player just because of that athleticism and length, but he's not that big or impressive, I think. And coming from the air raid system, I think a lot of old school coaches aren't going to be into Andre Dillard as much. So I'm still thinking more of a day two guy, maybe a second or third round. But if he continues to play well and he's got a lot of steam going right now, I've heard a lot of people talk about Andre Dillard lately, maybe he does sneak into the first round. Okay, got to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back with the big winner from the weigh-in at the Senior Bowl Monday. We got to spend some time talking about defensive ends and edge players because that's what the 49ers, and we'll talk to with Jeff Deeney about how he feels about it. Is that really just the far and away number one need for the 49ers? But one guy that really stood out from the pack at the weigh-in and just is a true freak of nature, that is Montez Sweat, who a lot of people have and have been for the whole season been mocking as a first-round defensive end in the NFL. Out of Mississippi State, Montez Sweat weighed in at 6'6", even 252 pounds. So long and lean, but was just sculpted and just a monster. And again, that arm length, condor-like arms, a la Aldon Smith, 35 5/8-inch arm lengths and 84 1/2-inch wingspan. So that is just a massively long dude. And it's just so much of an advantage for those pass rushers and edge players. And that's why offensive tackles have to have those long arms to be able to win those hand fights and be able to create space for yourself. And especially on the edge, it's so important. And Montez Sweat is that guy. He's almost too tall, though, at times plays a little upright. From what I saw on tape, I thought he's more of a late first-round guy. Maybe could slip into round two, but he's one of those guys. He's going to blow up the combines. He's a good weight guy, too. And so he'll probably just work out like crazy. And that'll seal his fate as a first-round player. So Montez Sweat out of Mississippi State. He's a Greek chiseled god. He's definitely one of those players that you want to get off the bus first. Another edge guy that might be there on day two for the 49ers is O'Shane Zimenez out of Old Dominion. He weighed in at 6'3 1/2", 241 pounds. So prime Sam linebacker size, and that's the way he plays. That's what he looked like he would be based on tape. So nice solid size for him, and a bonus is he's got nice long arms, 33-plus-inch arms, 33 3/8-inch. So, you know, nice tweener, nice outside linebacker in a 3-4, which is basically what the 49ers' Sam linebacker is. Someone that can stand up and rush, someone that can put their hand in the ground and rush from a three-point stance on third downs and play off ball early. O'Shane Zimenez, a name to remember, probably a day two type of player. You know, anywhere from round two or early round three, I think, for O'Shane Zimenez. And might get lost in this class with so many good edge guys. And whether the 49ers go edge round one, or try to double up in round two, or they decide to go a different direction in round one and are looking for a player or trade down or something. So late round one, early round two, I think Jalen Ferguson is a player to watch potentially for the 49ers. Be a nice fit at that Leo spot. He weighed in over 6'4", 6'4 3/8", 256 pounds. So room to add a little bit more bulk if they do want him to play every down defensive end. And again, long levers, so important for the edge guys, 34 1/4-inch arm length, which is nice. So good size there. He plays with equal amounts of power, can get around with a little bit of speed as well, although sometimes he looks a little bit stiff, which is why I don't think he's a first-round lock, even though he was even more productive as an edge rusher than guys like Josh Allen and some other top edge rushers were. He's the most productive edge rusher in college football playing at Louisiana Tech for his senior year. Let's take a look at actually one wide receiver I skipped earlier, Travis Fulgham, also out of Old Dominion. O'Shane Zimenez's teammate, 6'2 and 3/8, 210 pounds, another big-bodied guy with long arms, solid-sized hands, and just a nice wingspan and a nice weigh-in for Travis Fulgham, who's a physical player. He will block you, and he plays that physical brand of big-bodied wide receiver football, which is nice to see from a small school guy, and it'll be awesome to see him compete here against a little higher level of competition than he saw at Old Dominion. Sticking with the South squad, a couple more players to point out. One defensive end, Carl Granderson from Wyoming, sort of a sleeper player. Again, wingspan, length, he has all of that. Maybe a little slim. He's going to have to put on some weight because I don't think he's athletic enough to play sort of an outside linebacker type position. He could play a little 3-4 outside linebacker, but most likely a defensive end with his style of play. But love the length, 6'4 and 3/4, 246 pounds. Needs to add some weight there, but again, 34-plus inch arm length and an interesting sleeper prospect at defensive end in Carl Granderson from Wyoming. A supersized quarterback, a late addition to the South squad, Tyree Jackson out of Buffalo, 6'7", 249 pounds. That's edge rush size with edge rush length and 35-inch arm length and 10-inch hands. Just a big old dude. People said he looked like a basketball player out there, but he's not QB1 for Kyle Shanahan's squad. Will Greer is on the squad as well. He weighed in okay, but Gardner Minshew, only just a hair under 6'1", so not great size, but he got the nod. He took first team reps as the number one wide receiver, so we'll see if it stays that way or if he changes things up throughout the week. And I don't know if that's just a hat tip to what he did in college or if Kyle Shanahan's starting to play his favorites at quarterback with that South squad. All right, let's take a look at the North squad and some of the winners and losers of the weigh-ins on that side. Let's start with my favorite player on the North squad. That is Nasir Adderley, a free safety prospect out of Delaware. Not a great weigh-in, but actually a weigh-in I like for Nasir Adderley because that makes it a little bit more likely that he is able to fall down to the top of the second round. If the 49ers aren't able to add someone like Earl Thomas in free agency, they might want to look to the draft for a super athletic, rangy type of free safety to play that single high. And Nasir Adderley would probably be that guy. A hair under 6 feet, 5'11 and 7/8, 195 pounds. So not huge. A lot of teams really want a 200 plus pound safety that can play with brute force. And he doesn't really play that type of game, although he will hit you and he will tackle you. Small hands, short arms. So not a great way in, even though he's an elite athlete and he's shredded to the bone and he's got speed and everything like that. But just not a lot of size for Nasir Adderley. And he's going to have to work out well, even to take that second round, high second round ranking into the draft, because he's not prototype as far as size, but he's got range, and I love the tape from Nasir Adderley, and I think he's fine. Like he's big enough, built a little bit like Jimmy Ward, though it makes you a little bit worried that he might not be able to hold up in the NFL with the pounding that safeties take at times. So that's the thing why you want him to be a little bit bigger, and maybe he will add 5 more pounds before the combine and hit that magical 200 pound mark. But Nasir Adderley, a name to watch, and the weigh-in is not going to be where he makes his money. It's on tape and the way he plays and the range he shows. Defensive end Zach Allen, not the right build for what the 49ers are looking for. More of a tank, more of a barrel-chested defensive end at 6'4", 280 pounds, even though super productive, and some teams probably going to really like Zach Allen. We talked wide receiver Keelan Doss here before on the show. I know we had some emailers that were interested in the UC Davis product. He's 6'2", even 207 pounds, so a solid weigh-in for a small school guy. And Keelan Doss will be nice to see him compete this week. Let's see who else. Another couple of smallish wide receivers. I don't know if they necessarily help themselves up, but probably hurt himself, is Andy Isabella from UMass. He's under 5'9", so 5'8 and 7/8, 186 pounds, so very Trent Taylor in size. But one thing he has that Trent Taylor doesn't have is straightaway speed. He's got track star speed, and he might get pigeonholed into that that slot type of a role. But I think he can do some things outside just because he has that long speed as well, even though it's hard for smaller wide receivers. And I believe I saw some clips of him earlier competing in track and field and beating Denzel Ward, who's obviously an extremely fast guy and a top 5 pick last year to the Browns, a cornerback. I beat him in the 100-meter dash. So Andy Isabella's got a lot of speed, but not a ton of size. And a guy that's even smaller is Penny Hart out of Georgia State. He's going to be a really late draft pick probably just because of that size, but he's electric, 5'8", even 180 pounds. He's that jitterbug type that the Kyle Shanahan tends to like. He's got quicks and he's got some long speed and he's got pure hands and ball skills from what little I've seen from him out of Georgia State. So Penny Hart is maybe a name to remember if Kyle Shanahan goes back to the well and goes for an undersized day three type of wide receiver. Let's see who else. Oh, a couple of other guys here real quick before we bring Jeff Geeney on the show. And Jim Nagy, who is the new director of the Senior Bowl, I think he had to be targeting length and arm length, and because he's got some freaky long guys at the game this year. Defensive end Charles Aminihu out of Texas, 6'5 and 5'8", 274 pounds. So a king-sized defensive end with the longest arms I've ever heard of, 36.5-inch arm length. That's even longer than Trent Brown, longer than anybody I've ever seen. That's crazy. So a massive dude with big, long arms, an oversized defensive end, probably not a great fit right now for what the 49ers need, but a player maybe a little bit underrated out of Texas. And a supersized tight end, Donald Parham from Stetson University, 6'8 and 3'8", 243 pounds. So basketball player build, that's very thin for 6'8 frame and a tight end. So a ton of room to grow. And massive 10.5-inch hands and 36.8-inch arm length. So just a huge wingspan, so tall, and very much a basketball player build. He's going to have to fill out a little bit, add some more weight, and an interesting tight end in Donald Parham. All right, so those are some of the weigh-ins and notable players from day one in Mobile, Alabama. A whole bunch more stuff to break down later in the week and into next week from the Senior Bowl. But it's time to take a quick break, and then we'll have part one of my conversation with Jeff Geeney. My guest today is Jeff Geeney. He is the 49ers media correspondent at Pro Football Focus and always a great mind to pick about ball. Jeff, thank you so much for joining the show once again.
No problem. Thanks for having me back, Brian.
So we got to get into the offseason mode here, I guess. Senior Bowl just getting underway. We got a lot of measurements happening with prospects, and there is some work to do for the 49ers on this roster this offseason. I got a question on my mailbag yesterday that I didn't get to, but it was from @DataNiner. And basically the question is, which of the roster needs do you think are most important, and in what order would you rank them? Do you think John and Kyle can address all of them this offseason, or is that too much of a reach? And I think that's almost an important enough question, a broad enough question that we could really dive into most of that in this episode. And I know you have some metrics that would probably evaluate some certain free agents or maybe draftable players for the 49ers at these positions. So I just want to kind of look at a couple of these guys and see if we can come to some sort of a ranking on some of the top needs for the 49ers this offseason. Just to answer the second part of his question, do you think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan can address most of the needs and have a pretty ready-to-go and playoff-caliber roster to start 2019?
I don't think they're going to be able to address all of them. I think the roster still got quite a few holes in it. I think they can address a good number of them. Most might be a little far-reaching, but I think there's a good number of them I think they could probably address either in free agency or the draft. Obviously, you got the second pick, so that's huge. And then they have a ton of cap room. So I think it's a matter of going out and, you know, trying to identify which guys they can afford and fit the system. And I think, yeah, my biggest need, I think, for them is still edge rusher. Yeah, it's not a position they really addressed last year. And it showed, obviously. I mean, they kind of let Cassius Marsh be that kind of, designated edge rusher guy. He didn't do too well. Solomon Thomas still hasn't shown much as a pass rusher either. And unfortunately, the majority of their pass rush is coming inside from, the likes of DeForest Buckner, which is great, but they definitely still need some guys on the edge. We get into the second pick and whether Nick Bosa might be available or whether Josh Allen might be that guy. There's quite a few free agents, at that position. I mean, unfortunately, the big names are probably going to be guys that are either going to get locked up long-term or get the franchise tag slapped on them. I think guys like, DeMarcus Lawrence and Dee Ford and probably, Jadeveon Clowney and even Frank Clark probably are guys are not going to get, are not going to see the open market for whatever reason. I think some of the next tier, I think, are the guys the Niners are probably going to be looking at in the free agency. I think someone like a Brandon Graham, I know he's, you know, hit in the early 30s by now, but someone he's been a very effective pass rusher for Philadelphia the last few years, I think would be a great fit. You know, Ziggy Ansah is another guy, mm-hmm. you know, early 30s. I think he'll be 30 before the season starts. Hard time staying healthy, so I don't know, that's kind of a red flag. Another guy, you know, if the Chiefs decide to pay Dee Ford, you know, Justin Houston, I think, is a $21 million cap hit next year. And so I think he's someone I could see hitting the open market. You know, the Chiefs are not going to be able to afford him and Dee Ford at the same time, likely. So another guy, again, early 30s, is, you know, when he plays, he's extremely productive as a pass rusher. But another guy, he's had a little bit of trouble staying on the field. And obviously another guy, you know, Dante Fowler with the Rams is another one who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year as well. So I think those are kind of your biggest names. Some of them are going to be available, some aren't. Obviously, you're going to have to overpay for them because that's such a prime position, you know, these days. But, I mean, I think that's your biggest – I think their biggest need right now. So you got that, you got possibly, you know, Josh Allen or Bosa the possibility, or some of these guys you see later on. You know, one of the guys – the guy from Old Dominion, Ximenez, is another guy who might be an option. You know, maybe at the beginning of round two, he's still there that long. It's somebody who's rated really well for us in our system the last couple of years at ODU.
Yeah, so that's an interesting group of names there, and I think that's that, especially what you laid out there in free agency. So free agency comes first before the draft. You're the 49ers. You're picking number two overall. Do you think that those prospects that are going to be there, and not knowing whether or not Bosa is going to be there, and knowing for sure that you'll have a chance at maybe Josh Allen instead, is that enough for you to sort of lay low on free agency and not overpay for one of these names?
I'm still going aggressive. I mean, I have kind of a theory of you can't have too many pass rushers. I mean, you look at the Chargers and last year, I mean, they had Bosa and Melvin Ingram, and they still went out and drafted, you know, Owusu from USC, played a little bit of a different position, but there's another guy who rushes the quarterback who I really liked a lot too. So, I mean, I think you can't have enough of them. So, you know, they really didn't have any this year that were effective. So, I think bringing in a, you know, two or three guys, I mean, obviously you're going to get two or three guys off the, that tier one list. But I mean, if you get one of the big names that's out there for agency and then still bring in a Josh Allen or somebody else, you know, day one, day two, I think that's definitely a good idea.
So I think Dee Ford would be obviously the number one of guys who might have a chance to see the market. And let's say that scenario plays out that you mentioned there before, which is an interesting one. Dee Ford gets re-upped by or franchise tagged by Kansas City, and instead they have to cut Justin Houston, which I think is probably more likely at this point. I agree with you. If Justin Houston's there on the market, mixed with those other names, you got Brandon Graham, Ziggy Ansah, Dante Fowler, Justin Houston, which one of those guys do you go harder after?
Oh, boy, man. I think Graham, I think just more, you know, like I said, with Ziggy and Justin Houston, you know, they're kind of injury issues there, a little bit of a red flag. You know, like I said, you are able to bring in a couple different guys, whether it's Justin Houston and an early draft pick. You don't, might not need to have Justin Houston on the field 100% of the time. He could maybe be a sub-package guy who's rushing the passer two-thirds of the time. But I'd probably go Brandon Graham as my number one guy just because I think he's still an every-down player. Justin Houston, it'd be probably my number two of those list of guys. I'm assuming you're going to be available. Obviously, you know, the Dee Fords and the Frank Clarks and the Clownies are you know, the above that, but I'm just assuming those guys are not going to see the light of day.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's what makes me, like, if the 49ers were picking number one overall, it'd be a lot easier because you could say, okay, we know who we're going to take, and we know that Bosa is there, for example, and we've done the evaluations, the medical is all checked out, and he's back healthy again. And we can draft him and play him on a rookie contract, and we'll think, and we think he'd be on the field anyway, a bulk of the time. And so it's unnecessary to overpay for a veteran pass rusher. And then you could even add some more players in the draft, or maybe add some other pieces that don't cost as much in free agency to supplement that player. But I think you got to go the other way around, and you've got to attack free agency, not knowing what the draft is going to give you. And then if someone's there in the draft, get them both. And now you've got a pass rush, because the 49ers have ignored that outside pass rush for a couple of years, and it's like the rent is due, right? They have to address that situation. And it would be malpractice basically to just say, you know what, we're going to throw all rookies at this, and that's it. So When it looks at Justin Houston, too, I mean, he had that crazy year in 2014, the 22-sack season, which was outrageous. But 10 sacks, 11 sacks. But since then, he's had some injury problems. He started 11 games in 2015, 5 games in 2016. A little bit better in the last two seasons, 15 and 12 games, and had 9 and 9.5 sacks the last 2 years. So he can still get after it. He'll be in his age 30 season. But Justin Houston is a name that is interesting, and I'm glad you brought him up. Because he might end up being that guy that is the veteran, the best veteran option because of what he can bring as a pass rusher when healthy. And like you said, maybe he doesn't have to play every down, and that'll keep him healthy and keep him more more active and ready to go when it is third down and you need that big play.
Yeah, and I think you made a good point with not knowing who you're going to be able to draft yet is where – you know, in the sub package is likely either, you know, Nick Bosa or Josh Allen is pretty much your Leo guy. But in the base package, they're going to be playing two different positions where I think Josh Allen would be more your Sam linebacker, who was a guy who really actually dropped back in coverage quite a bit at Kentucky, where I think, you know, Nick Bosa is pretty much your Leo guy full time, you know, playing defensive end. So that kind of factors into it as well, and you just don't know. And so I think you definitely need to be aggressive in free agency. You don't, you know, you assume you're going to address your pass rushing issues in the draft, but maybe not sure exactly where, what position. You know, I mean, you know, Quinnen Williams still might be a possibility at two, and he's more of an interior guy. You know, so I think they need to be. They have the cap money. I think they're at a point where, you know, last year I think there was a situation where like they probably still thought maybe they were a year away, even with Garoppolo. Where now I think, you know, they're probably not contending, but I think this is a team that's still, if they make the right moves, they make the right draft picks, things go the way they stay healthy, they could possibly be a playoff team. So, I mean, I think their window is starting kind of right now. So, definitely think they need to be aggressive. They have the cap money, you know, and, you know, edge rushers don't go on trees, especially, you know, guys in their prime. So, I think if some of these guys, you know, are available, like I said, a couple of them are kind of, you know, more towards the downside of their career, but I think they can still be effective guys that they need to go after them.
And one thing's interesting about a full-time player is if the 49ers bring back everybody from last year, they don't really even need someone on base downs that much. They've got ends and tackles, and they've got the run defense, that base package pretty well covered up front. They just need that speed off the edge on third downs. So when you look at it through
absolutely. I mean, you look at like Eric Armstead was, I mean, you know, he wasn't doing anything flashy last year. I think only like 3 sacks. You know, I think that's the one knock on him. Yeah, I think he's been disruptive, but, you know, maybe not getting those sacks or, you know, not, you know, making those plays behind the line of scrimmage. But, you know, he was their second graded defensive player last year behind Buckner, and actually graded better against the run than Buckner did last year. They're both of them graded well. But, I mean, he's a guy who, you know, could play Leo and base still. And then occasionally rush the passer and turn, you know, from inside with, you know, on sub downs with Buckner and Thomas and some sort of, you know, those three guys kind of take those two interior positions most of the time on in the sub package. But then, you know, when they go into sub, Armstead is no longer at Leo. You have whether it's Justin Houston or whoever, you know. So like I said, I think they have enough guys in, who have some versatility between, you know, Buckner and Armstead and Thomas who, you know, can play inside, you know, a couple, you know, can kick out outside a little bit that, you know, they do, like I said, they don't need a guy who has to play defensive end 100% of the time.
But I think this is going to be a two-part conversation because I got to talk about some Senior Bowl stuff as well. So I always appreciate the time, Jeff. You can find him on Twitter at @PFF_Jeff. It's always great to talk to Mr. Jeff Geeney. Jeff, thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime.
And that's going to do it for this episode of Locked On 49ers, part 2 with Jeff Geeney coming up early next week. Be back tomorrow with Nick Winkler for a little weekly wink coming on Thursday. And then we'll be back with part 2 with Jeff and talking more about the Senior Bowl next week right here on Locked On 49ers.